Texting between two different kinds of phones makes photos blurry, ugly, and security risky. Not just that, it also makes video calling, editing messages, or leaving a group nearly impossible. With WhatsApp, everyone can enjoy seamless messaging with the protection of end-to-end encryption. Streamline your messages across all devices on WhatsApp. Message privately with anyone you want. Click the banner or download now to learn more.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
What's up, Tiger fans? Welcome to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you do not miss a single upcoming episode. You can find us on the Apple Podcast app. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube. Just Google Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. So be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And remember, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. And I'm joined today by a special guest. He is a transfer wideout from the SIP, local commit, most recently Mississippi Gulf Coast, but we'll let him tell the rest of his story. None other than Jay Dupree. Welcome back to Tiger Talk with 1400 Club.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
All right, all right. I said welcome back because technically you've been on the show before, but you haven't been on the show at the same time. So we sat down with you, man. Obviously, you remember when you came for your official visit. We sat down with you, had a great interview. We were really excited about it to introduce you to the fans. This was before you committed, but it was a bad audio file for some reason, and we could not save it. We could not retrieve it, and we were unable to put that out. So we were hurt by that, but we've been dying to get you back on the show. So we're glad to get you here this time in a different capacity because you're official now. You're a Tiger, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Absolutely. At that point, you were thinking about it, maybe leaning towards it. We had our fingers crossed.
I had committed on the day we had the interview, or the next day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the next day. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, so we were going to bring you back anyway, but it's perfect timing. Now we want to get into it. But first of all, since we didn't get a chance to put that first interview out, we call you Jay. Obviously, that's what a lot of people call you. But let's hear that government name. We want to know that too. We want to know how to pronounce your government name, just in case.
Janalyn, a lot of people have trouble saying that, so I just like people to call me Jay.
Janalyn, okay.
That's easier. I mean, because most people that know me can say my real name, but most people know me, like that don't know me, call me by Jay. Like, you know, they're what they know me by, so.
Makes sense. All right. Yeah, I think most of Tiger fans are going to keep it simple. They're going to call you Jay. All right, man. So like we said, man, first time on, you were visiting. We were hopeful to get you. And of course, we did. But we want to hear what has happened since we first spoke. Obviously, you committed, and just talk about the time since then leading up to where we are now.
I mean, when I came my official visit, I ain't come to, like, I just came like May the 28th or something like that. But like, when I had left Gulf Coast and stuff, I was at home working out every day and all that to leading up to this point. And ever since, like, I came to Jackson State, we've been working out, working hard. Like, I feel like this team right here gonna win the whole swag. Like, I feel like we gotta connect already. We ain't even been here long yet. Like, we already connected. So we all been working hard and all that. So I got a feeling like, yeah, like, this the team.
So we're just going to go right there, huh? We're going to dive right in. I usually like to build up to it, but here we go. Let's talk about it, man. Let's go, man. Forget what I had to say. Forget what I had to ask. Tell me about this team, man. For you to come in, you know, been here for, how long have you been in town? Have you been on campus?
Like a month.
So in a month, you're already, and I know you're not just talking, like you have to feel something or see something to say that. Yeah. So in a month, what have you seen to make you say, man, this is the squad. We can take it. We will take it, because that's some confidence.
Because, like, everybody, like, in the receiver room locked in, I see, like, linebackers locked in, the D-line, like, linebackers, like, every position, like, locked in. Like, it ain't no playing around. Everybody jogging to where they're supposed to be, no walking around. And everybody just excited to be there. So I'm like, yeah, like, it's everybody ready to play, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got some team just, like, everybody just one day ain't consistent in what they working, like, working for, you know? So, like, everybody here is, like, ready, like, working hard every day. So, I mean, you got to put grind, sweat, and tears in if you want to do good and play good on the highest level, you know?
Mm-hmm. Talk about that position group. The first thing you said was the wide receiver room, and you talked about the linebackers and other ones, but obviously you're in that wide receiver room. So, I know, and we'll talk about your recruitment, but I know you were looking at some FBS schools, and they were interested in you. But you signed with the FCS school, obviously, Jackson State. But lo and behold, you're in an FBS wide receiver room from a talent standpoint, right? So the same type of guys that you'd be standing next to if you had gone to whatever FBS school, you're right there with those same type of that same type of talent. So talk about that room, because it's deep and it's loaded.
I mean, we got a lot of, like, good speed, we got tall guys with speed, like, everybody quick on the team, everybody got hands. And, like, in the receiver room, like, everybody, like, smart. So, like, they know the game, so it's like, but coach put it, like, Coach Marshall, he put game on us to do this, do that. Like, Coach Marshall, he wasn't there, like, when they were recruiting me, right. But, like, he here now. But, like, I like him, like, the way he coached, like, he give us little details just to fix the little things. Like, the little things always get us better, like, every day. Like, we go through the little things, and he just, like, talk to us. But, like, or like when we going through plays and stuff, he don't make it hard on us. Like, he break it down, like, so we can all, like, get it and don't have to just think about anything. Like, he a great coach. But, like, mm-hmm. what I was saying in the receiver room, like, we got all great players, all kind of players. So, you don't know what you would get out of all this, like, you know. But we all go score touchdowns and catch the ball and, you know, what receivers do.
Yeah. You talked about just the different types of receivers. We got some size, we got speed, we got different heights. So I know you're listed as a wide receiver, but to me, you're an athlete. And I would imagine you played all over the field, at least back in high school or dating back to your younger days. I'm assuming, you know, wide receiver, maybe some running back, DB, return man. If not, I know you could have played it. So what all did you play growing up, and how'd you settle in at wide receiver?
Well, when I was in Little League, my papa, Mark Dupree, so everybody, oh, you fast, you got to play running back. And when I was in Little League, I was playing running back and free safety. So if somebody break it free safety, I can go run them down and get them. Mm-hmm. And then as I got older, like, to, like, middle school, I started playing, like, receiver. And then it started getting fun. And, like, nobody really knew I played baseball. I was really good at baseball before I even played football. So, like, I had fell in love with the football sport and just started, like, locking in on football and all that. So then when I had got to, like, ninth grade, I wasn't really, like, into football, like, kind of, I wasn't in love with it. And then, like, my ninth grade going to my 10th grade, the summertime, I was, like, locked in. Like, I was working out hard every day with my quarterback and a couple of my friends that play receiver with me. We was just working out every day consistently. And then I had my breakout year in my 10th grade. And then I just started falling in love with football. Ever since then, it just been history.
When did you stop playing baseball?
I stopped playing baseball in ninth grade.
Ninth grade, okay. And then you focused on
football. So I went to two high schools. So the first high school, I went to Philadelphia High School. Then the second, my senior year, I went to Neshoba. So then when I got to Neshoba, the coach, baseball coach, knew I was good at baseball. And he was like, scouts and college coaches calling about you and asking if you go play baseball this year. And, like, it was summertime, too, and we was in the weight room working out. We had got done, so baseball was coming in to work out. So I had grabbed my stuff, and he just came and walked up to me. I said, what's up, coach? He was like, man, you going to play baseball this year? Because college coaches and all these people calling about you. I had looked at him. I thought about it. I was like, nah, I'm just locking in on football.
Really?
So I just kept playing football. I could have played baseball, but I wanted – I had a love for football then, like I still do. So
right,
it ain't no change.
That's interesting, man. I mean, I can imagine playing two sports, but a lot of people would have continued playing both. So you just knew. I mean, it was no question. It was not a tough decision to just let baseball go completely.
Right. I mean, I've been playing baseball since I was like probably 4 or 5 years old, and so I just got like burnt out on it. But like, I don't know, like football is just different because it's like a different atmosphere around, like with the game, a lot of people cheering, this and that. Baseball is quiet. Ain't really people ain't hollering until like you hit a home run or something, something like that. Like football is just a different type of game. Like that, everybody can't play. You know,
right. Yeah, especially in the Vet. You know, you talk about the crowd, and I don't know if you've been to a game, but the Vet is something special, man, in the stadium. So
yeah, I've been to two games, I think.
Okay,
and it was live too.
You already know. So I want to go back to your coach, Coach Marshall. You mentioned in the beginning when you were being recruited, he was not the wide receiver coach. So at some point, there was a move made there, a transition, a change. He comes in, so I can imagine that you probably had some sort of relationship with the previous wide receiver coach and to bring someone in. How did you feel about that? And how did he make you feel like your decision was still a great decision once you actually met him?
When I had at first, and when he was like talking, I was like, he might not be. And then like, as we start like getting into the weeks and stuff, I was like, oh yeah, he know what he talking about. Like he done coached great receivers and all. Like he get into details what he talking about. Then like he running for you and show you like what to do, you know what I'm saying? Like you got some receiver coach telling you do this and that, but you got him, he like running it because he done been to the NFL and played, so he like know what the NFL want. He done played on the college level, and so he know like what position we in. So he just like run, every drill we do, he do it. Like somebody messed up, he'll go correct him. Like he wanted this way, you know what I'm saying? Like he in shape, so he feel like he's still our age again.
yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy to install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.
Absolutely, man. So let's take it back. Let's rewind a little bit. Let's go back to this recruitment. Can you remember when Jackson State first got into the picture, how they got into the picture, stuff like that?
I think it was about my second or third game at JUCO or something like that. Because I was like, first week, I think I had one for like four catches. I think 4 or 6 catches for like 164 yards for touchdown.
Big play. Big play wide out. We like it. Okay, keep going.
So then like second game, they was like kind of double teaming me a little bit, boxing me up. And then third game, we played like East Mississippi. And Jackson State coach was there. It was like the DN coach and the receiver coach that had left. He was there too. And so then I had went for like 3 catches, 130 yards, and 3 touchdowns on them. And you know how East Mississippi, JUCO, they run JUCO.
Absolutely.
So most people ain't going to just do that on them. So I had like the next game, I think it was a away game. And I had got the tip. I think Coach O had texted me. Yeah, Coach O had texted me like, man, he was just excited. Like he called me, he was like, this and that. Like, ain't no way we missing out on you. And he said, we want you. we want you. Well, I mean, he was in the office with all the coaches. He okay. was just talking to me. I had talked to Coach TC too. And so it was just, they wanted me. And then when I came on my official visit, it was like, I felt like I done been on other visits, like Central Michigan and stuff like that. So when I came on this visit, it was like a different type of feeling I had. Like I was in my mind, I was like, I ain't gonna commit yet, you know? So then I was talking to my papa, we was just walking. We was finna leave from the official visit. And I was like, cause we had a little, I had a talk with Coach Owen and Coach TC before we was finna leave. So I was saying in my head, I told him, Papa, I was like, I think I want to commit. He said, man, let's walk back in there then. I had told him they was excited. So I was like, oh, yeah, this is the place to be.
Wow.
And then you could tell by Coach TC and Coach O, like, they, like, if they want you, like, it just, you can feel it, like, the way they talking, like, it ain't no lie, no nothing going on. So it's like, you feel where they coming from, mm-hmm. and they telling you everything, and like it's coming true, like, or it's gonna come true. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no make believe yeah. stuff that they telling you.
Wow. So you were leaving the visit. You had walked out, left the building. Time to go home. Talked to your granddad right there in the parking lot, and you went back in and said, "I'm committed."
Yes, sir.
Just like that. Wow. Awesome. So, I mean, was it something in particular? Or is it just the feeling that you can't really pinpoint that made you say, I'm going back in there and want to commit? It's just overall everything.
It was just like, when I see me, like my mind, like if I got a feeling about something, like I'm going to do it. It ain't no second guessing, no nothing. So like, I knew it was like a big decision for me. So like, when I walked out the room, I just felt some of my heart and just told me, just come to Jackson State. So it was like,
wow.
When I felt that, I instantly told my papa, like, Papa, I think I want to commit. He said, come on, let's walk back in there and tell him.
Let's walk back in there.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha. Did you have any other visits planned after that, or was that the last one?
I had some more visits, but I canceled them. And I'm just stuck to Jackson State. It wasn't no change.
And you had some pretty notable offers, man, some nice schools after you. I think you mentioned Central Michigan, but talk about some of the schools that were after you. Not just coming out of JUCO, but dating back to high school. What were some of the schools coming after you?
Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Southern Miss, Jacksonville State. Can't really think. Army, Navy.
So many you can't remember. So it's like that. We got you. We got you.
I had about 15. I can't remember all of them. It's just some of them yeah. I can't.
There you go. So we got us a good one, fans. If y'all get it, y'all see it. We got a good one. So many he can't even remember. Some big schools, big time schools. But one thing about Jackson State is you get to play close to home. So just to go back to that. I know you mentioned your high school, but just tell the fans again where you're from, what town, and the high school and things like that.
I'm from Philadelphia, Mississippi. I went to Neshoba Central High School.
Okay, so Dupree, that last name, coupled with that hometown of Philadelphia, I know that sounds very familiar to Mississippi football fans. So you mentioned it earlier, but it was real fast. I don't know if they caught it. And then you keep on saying my papa. So go ahead and confirm what a lot of people are probably wondering right now. Why is that last name so familiar?
My grandpa, he a legend in Mississippi. He marked his, like, you know, like, his name, the last name. And so, like, his grandkids carry his last name. And, like, we got to be bigger than better than him, like, as he say, you know. But that's going to be hard to do, you know. But try to get there.
All right. And tell them who that is in case they still haven't figured out.
Marcus Dupree.
Tell them who that is in case they still haven't figured out who you're talking about.
The greatest that never
Marcus
was.
Dupree, the one and only. That's right, Marcus Dupree. We're talking about a legend, man. Right, man. That's football royalty, man. At what point did you realize he wasn't just your granddad? He's a big deal. When did it hit you?
When I think it was when I was little. Like, I always been, like, around him a long time. So, like, he got the 30 for 30 and all that, the greatest never was. Like, every time I'm around, Every time I'm around him, I always wanted to watch it. And he probably got tired of me asking, Papa, let me watch it. Let me watch 30 for 30. Let me watch your 30 for 30. He probably got tired of me, but like he always let me watch it. So every time I watch it, I was like, ain't no way he was the person I'd be around, this person. Okay. Like,
gotcha. Did you make an appearance on that episode?
Yeah, I did. When I said, Papa, you sign me up, Papa. Papa, who broke your leg? Yeah, everybody always make fun of me there. Yeah. But I ain't even know the camera was like was out there.
Oh,
as a
okay,
kid, I wasn't even paying attention.
So that was like, natural.
We was at a big rival game, the Shovel versus Philly. So like this the biggest game in the state probably at that time. So like this a lot of people, it'd be wild, it'd be like fence to fence, like people at this fence, people all the way down at the bottom, like it's so many people here. So like, I wasn't nobody paying attention. He showed me the cameras, wasn't nobody. I wasn't paying attention because I was young. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So man, I know that's a lot of knowledge to pull from. So how has he helped you along your football journey? And what's a piece of advice that you always remember that he gave you?
Yeah, he always tell me just grind, keep my head down and keep doing what I'm doing. Don't let nobody distract me. And just keep going and hang with the right people and don't let nobody distract you or where you want to go and all that. And don't get in trouble and keep my head on straight.
And you talked about when you left out of the building at Jackson State on that visit, and when you told him how you were feeling, he said, let's go back in. Let's do it. Let's commit. So how involved was he overall with your recruitment? Was he very vocal or was he mainly just in the background and there when you had questions or needed some advice?
He was just there. Like he never like controlled none of my recruiting. Like whatever I'm with, he with. Like he ain't never, okay, I'll go here cause this. Like, nah, he ain't that type. He just tell me, like, give me advice if I got a question about this, like, because you know he know people that know people, so like if I ask him something, he'll ask somebody. If he don't know, he'll ask somebody else that know, so like I'm good on that end. But he never like control like my recruiting, like he just always told me to look at the coaches and the players, talk to the players and ask them how it is and all that. Like he never like just say, oh, go to this place, because, nah, he ain't that type of person. He just always with whatever I was with.
Yeah. He sat down with us on your official interview. We actually interviewed him, too. And, again, man, I hate that audio file was bad because he mentioned some of the things that you're saying now. And nobody will ever get to see it. But just let him know. We want him back on the show. And let you officially ask him if he'll come back on the show with us, okay?
Yeah, I'll call him. I'm going to call him and ask him.
All right,
he gonna say yeah.
That's a deal. Now, one reason that we want him back on the show is we want to talk about, believe it or not, we want to talk about his recruitment way back in the day. It was actually revealed a couple years ago right here on Tiger Talk that he actually visited Jackson State. He loved Jackson State. Yeah. And we thought we had a real chance to get him.
And one big story was, we were recruiting Marcus Dupree. And I remember Marcus Dupree getting on the bus in the parking lot stadium for a home ball game from T.B. Ellis. And Marcus says, Coach Gordon, can I get one of those red Tams? Because every time they showed highlights or they showed the guys on the sideline, those guys would have, especially those running backs, they wore those red Tams. You know, and it accented the uniform on the sideline. It looked so good. And he wanted one. He said, man, I got one for you right here. And I think if it wasn't for some of the resources that some of those that Oklahoma and Southern Mississippi and some of the Power Five schools had at the time, and some of the offers that were given to him, we would have had Marcus on 1400 Lynch Street. Because he was in love with Jackson State and used to call all the time.
Yeah, man, so that's a piece of history. I know you didn't know that, but we want to ask him about that. We want to ask him about it.
That's crazy. I got to talk to him about that. He and Tim at that point.
Right, right.
I'm going to talk to him about that.
All right, no doubt, man, no doubt.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LaFoot.
stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, but back to the man of the hour, Jay Dupree. You already enrolled. How things going so far on campus?
Oh, it's been going good. Everything been going smooth. Like, my day go by smooth every day. It don't be nothing going on, really. Like, my day be going by so smooth. Like I be happy every day. I don't be mad. I don't be nothing. My day just be going. Like, and it go by fast. And next thing you know, you back in football the next morning. You be like, dang. Mm-hmm. So, it's a good vibe down here, though. Like all the people, how everybody be talking like this and that. But I think it's good to me. I don't know what everybody else's opinion is. But.
Yep. And talk about the summer workout so far, just, you know, being able to work out at the facilities and getting to know your new teammates and things like that.
I mean, like, the workouts and stuff, like, they get you prepared for the games, the season. And, like, it'd be, like, on schedule time. So, like, we be in the meetings in the morning time. And then after meetings, we go straight outside. Then we go over the plays or whatever we do. And then we go work out. We go to the little weights. And then we go back outside and run. And then the day be over. So that's an everyday thing.
Yeah. We talked about Coach Marshall. I want to talk about Coach TC, the head man, TC Taylor, record-setting wide receiver at Jackson State back in the day. He had 84 catches in one season. That's a single-season record, and he went on to play professionally. So what do you like about him?
Oh, Coach TC, he by his business. Like, I could tell, like, he ain't joking about this football. Like, he take this very seriously. Like, he trying to win, just like everybody else trying to win. He trying to win, too. So, like, if you have a coaching staff that want to win, it's going to be the goal for this season. So, we all go win. Everybody go win together, you know.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, talk about your strengths and weaknesses. What's that strength right now, the thing that you can hang your hat on, right? You know you're good at it. Of course, you're going to get better at it, but that thing that sets you apart. And then what's that weakness, that one thing that you want to put place the most emphasis on in terms of improving?
Well, my strength is that I can blow past everybody and, like, run past anybody I want to, catch the ball and through traffic and get and just blow past and break tackles, all that. And my weakness is, like, most people, like, stronger than me and can, you know what I'm saying, get their hands on me, you know, like, but I just got to get stronger in the weight room and all that. But I know that's going to come, though. Like, it's just some over it. I'm going to be stronger than I was, like, last summer. So, like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna be stronger this season. So, than last season. So, I'm gonna be good.
Man, if you talk about weakness, that's something that you can easily fix right there. Obviously, you know, being on a college campus and a college strength and conditioning program, especially with a guy like Coach Beep, I'm pretty sure you've discussed that with him, those goals and get stronger. So, is he helping you get there?
Yeah, I had told him I'm trying to get like 175 for this season. He said, "Oh, yeah, just stay tuned. I promise you're gonna get there." I said, "Oh, yes, sir. I like that."
What's that current height and weight?
5'8", 165.
Okay, 5'8", 165. And you talk about that speed. I mean, when you told us those stats from JUCO, 3 catches, 1-something, 3 TDs, 4 catches, 164, we know you must have some speed, some breakaway speed, some game-changing speed. So have you had the chance to run the 40 recently? You know what that time is?
No, I haven't ran the 40 since, like, last spring. I ran like a 4.34, something like that. They clocked me at.
Like that? Okay. Okay. So, man, that's what's up, man. You know, we have a pro day at Jackson State annually. So, how many years you got of eligibility, too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you got a couple years to shave off a little more time, man. You get down to that 4.3 and, man, sub 4.3. I mean, man, we talking. Now we talking. So you got the fans. I know they can't wait to see you electrify the vet, man. Imagine 40, 50, 60,000 people going crazy with that breakaway speed. You're going to have that thing rocking. So I can't wait to see it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. So what are you looking forward to the most as a student and on the football field?
I just want to, on the football field, I just want to be better than I was last year, like, you know. And then in the school, I just want to graduate, get my degree. And, I mean, that's really about it.
What would that degree be in?
Business administration.
Business administration, okay. And what would you like to do after football?
I want to own my own business, like training other players. Like, I want to stick into, like, football, like, really any sport, train any sport. I just want to get my own, like, my own building and, like, train players and for every sport, you know, baseball, basketball, football, baseball. It don't even matter what sport you play. I just want to train.
There you go.
And stay in the game.
Dupree knows sports training. Dupree knows sports training. That's it. I can see it. All right, man. We'll let you get out of here, man. But you got to talk to us about that fan support. I know that they're showing you love, especially after this airs. But even prior to that, when you committed, I'm pretty sure they found a way to find you on social media and let you know how happy they were. So what has that support been like? And what do you want to say to the fans who are watching?
I want to say to the fan, man, y'all got to come to the game to support, man. I'm going to be wearing number 2. Y'all see me out there. Just come support. Don't be scoring touchdowns and making the crowd go crazy. So, yeah.
Man, big shoes to fill, first of all, just because of your grandfather, right? But, man, when you put on that number 2, it's certain numbers, like number 1, number 2. When you put that number on, you got to come with it. So, for the coach to, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people wanted that number 2. So, for them to grant you that number, they must see something in you. So, I know you're going to represent.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. And then last but not least, let us know your social media. We see the pre-nose. Is that on both Instagram and Twitter, or which is that?
On my Instagram, Dupree Knows. My Twitter is @JanallenDupree.
Okay. All right. So, fans, make sure you give him a follow if you aren't following already. And we can't wait to see you electrify the vet. So put in that work this summer, and we'll catch you in the fall. Lighten it up.
Yes, sir.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.